Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Rick is not here today. Ori and I almost weren't. Long story short, we had a technical error. My dead butt technically didn't get out of bed when my mind told it to. My fault, nobody else. Very rough night, lots of pain. You know, one of those nights where you wake up every 5 minutes because something hurts. I had one of those and I finally went to sleep. That's what happened. I apologize, folks. Believe me, I hate it more than you do, and that is the absolute truth. We're supposed to be having Don Wiskin call in this morning. If he doesn't call in, it's okay. We'll get him next week. If he does, that's fantastic, too. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Sorry, folks. When hey, somebody else tosses know. And turns and stays awake, he keeps somebody else awake. So I apologize.
It was my folks' fault. She's right. It was purely my fault.
But, so. Like you said, it's all bridging water under the bridge. I'm hoping everybody had a fantastic Valentine's Day weekend so far and remembered their loved ones Friday. But other than that, let's see. It's kind of cloudy out today, and I am so ready for spring to be here. I don't know about everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Normally, I love the winter, but for some reason this year, I want spring to get here sooner.
Well, I agree, because it's that tease phase. It's not the, you know, the snow on the ground for 6 weeks and the nice, crisp, cold, bright days. It's cloudy right? and wet and right around freezing.
Exactly.
And I'm ready for spring, too. Lori, since I guess Don hasn't called in or isn't going to call in, he probably heard the rebroadcast and figured something was wrong. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines. The big subject I want to concentrate on that Wuhan virus, and the reason is it's come out, it's going to be so much more serious than what the mainstream media is saying, and this isn't just me saying this. Believe me, there's a lot of PhDs and MDs with 40 letters after names that are already saying this is pandemic level. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of references in the video and the podcast I did last night to it. But I think we ought to contact, you know, we'll talk about the virus, but let's talk about ways to protect ourselves from the virus. And so, folks, if you guys got any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. So will Lori, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, little background. One, what you're going to hear coming out in the news next couple of days is probably, I would say by Tuesday at the latest, if I was guessing, we're going to find out that this was a bioweapon. Now, the excuse that's going to be given for the creation of this bioweapon is to develop a vaccine for it. Now, if you think about the logic of that, why do you need a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? You know, just think about that for a minute. So, oh, hey, we've got Don on. We'll talk about the coronavirus thing next half hour. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Tim. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
You doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wasn't up all night like Tim was.
Oh, buddy, I hate that when it happens.
Yeah, I know. I.
Oh, man. But anyway, we're here to talk about your sale and about the benefits of Extendivite. So, Don, jump right in, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee real quick.
Okay, no worries. You know, with this coronavirus, you know, the Extendivite actually boosts your immune system. The garlic helps to keep you from catching colds and flus and other viruses. I don't know how well it's going to do against something like that, but once you're on it 3 or 4 months, you don't seem to catch colds as often or the flu that goes around. So I've been very lucky with that. But our sale is going very good. We've got a lot of people who we don't normally hear from throughout the year that they've been calling in and ordering their year's supply. And we're really pleased with that. They're giving us lots of good feedback, how they've been doing, what their overall health is like. And some of them are pretty old, too. You know, I'm going to be 65 this year, but, you know, they're in their 80s and 90s, and we're really quite happy to hear from them. And the fact that they're doing so well in life, I mean, I'm looking forward to a long life myself.
Excellent. Now, I was curious about this. I actually meant to call you. I told Rick I was going to call you yesterday when we were talking about today's show. And I was curious about the garlic having an effect on the immune system. I'd heard that before. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. But I got sidetracked, as usual. Putting these podcasts together every day is getting rough. I think I bit off more than I could chew. But anyway, is it garlic? Is that the only ingredient that helps the immune system, or are there others, Don, in there?
No, I believe that's the main one for boosting the immune system. You know, it's a habit that garlic has. You know, the garlic helps to, we get yeast in the gut. It helps to get the yeast out of the gut. We get metals in the liver. There's over 70 different sulfur compounds in garlic. 30 of them help to get the metals out of the liver, you know, getting the liver functioning properly. You know, the hawthorn is the real heart item in there. Hawthorn is a approved heart tonic by the German Commission E. In Germany, that's what this product is based on, herbs from Germany. And Germany still uses 40% herbal medicine before they go to allopathic, because they'd like to see if they can fix you and your body fix itself naturally before they start suppressing the symptoms that people are feeling. So
right.
Garlic is a real big immune booster.
Well, one thing I found interesting, not about Extendivite, but about the herbal thing, one of the things I was reading out of China, and believe me, I've worn out Google Translator this week, is that the more successful, the quicker, not cures, but I guess it is cure to this coronavirus, is when they are mixing herbal medicines with, I forgot the combination of antivirals, but it's about three, and they're using both. And apparently that's what's getting them the best results on recovery. So there's a lot.
Yeah, I can see where
medicine.
I can see where that would help a lot. I mean, you know, the natural way is the best way. Your body, you know, is designed to heal itself. It just needs the right nutrients to give it the ability to do so. So, you know, if they're using natural products, that's, you know, that is the best way to go. I mean, here in Canada, I have an NPN number, which is a natural product number issued by Health Canada. If we didn't have it in 2013, we would have been out of business. But it is all based on the traditional Chinese medicine. And it's the only reason that we have an NPN here in Canada is because of traditional Chinese medicine.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how herbal medicine takes on this man-made virus. And it is, I mean, like, I don't know if you heard me at the top of the show. By Tuesday or Wednesday, I've already seen some of the paperwork that's out there. They're going to be forced to admit this is a man-made virus, but the excuse is going to be they were making it so that they could create a vaccine for it, which I find absolutely ridiculous. What do you need a vaccine for something that doesn't exist until you create it? But that's beside the point. But I want to follow how this herbal medicine works against this virus. And then hopefully if we find out any information, we can put it out on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, years ago there was the Norwalk virus that was going around.
Right.
And it was making people very sick for, you know, a week to 10 days at a time. And it here where I am in Canada, it actually came out of Smith Falls. And I was in Smith Falls on a Saturday, and I must have picked it up. I was at a restaurant with a friend of mine. And then on Sunday, I woke up in the morning, and I had a headache. I was dehydrated. I would drink water. I would go to the bathroom, and it would come out of both ends. I was, you know, vomiting and diarrhea, and I was on the couch all day long. But I did have to, you know, when you're dehydrated, you know that if you drink water, you're in trouble, but you have to drink it anyways. Well, I woke up Monday morning, and I woke up Monday morning, and I was feeling like $1 million. It was gone. It was totally gone. And then a few months later, I go to a friend's house for a party. His sisters and nieces, they had all had it, and his brother-in-law was the carrier. I ate some shrimp. You know, seafood seems to pick up a lot of the viruses that are in the air, and I had it for another day. But I didn't get it for like 8 and 10 days like all the rest of the people. So I blame that on the Extendivite and the garlic in there boosting my natural immune system to help me overcome these. So even when I've had colds, I've only had the symptoms, you know, where they're annoying, but I was still able to do everything I wanted to do that day.
Right. Well, you know, Don, this virus seems to be taking down people that are in poor health faster than others, you know. However, there's a lot of cases of young, healthy people dying from it, too. But I think the better health you're in, which Extendivite does help with, the better you'll be able to fight this thing off.
Well, you know, I was mentioning earlier that there's a lot of sulfur in the garlic. If you're older people that are laying in the hospital and they're waiting to check out, they have a very low sulfur content, and you really need sulfur in your body. So, you know, there's so many different things in the seven different herbs that are in the Extendivite help with so much, but you know, mostly what we do is we give you your health back. And if you've got energy, if you've got your health, then you like to live. And I really believe that, you know, sulfur is a very important part of the human body.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, when I grew up in Florida, Don, first, I'd say 8 years of my life, they didn't have county water on Merritt Island where I live. We had a 1,500-foot deep artesian well in the house we lived in. That's what we had to drink. That's what they called sulfur water or sweet water. Very high sulfur content. One of the good things about it is not only did you never get sick hardly, but mosquitoes wouldn't bite you. Now, I still miss that water. The people from up north came down and said, oh, it smells like rotten eggs and all that. Well, I guess when you grow up with it, it doesn't. But, you know, with that high sulfur content in that water, it really did do amazing things for your body.
Yeah, I've actually lived with sulfur in the water in a few places, and it was the best shower. You felt so good after showering in that water.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I remember that. I miss it. I truly miss it. But like I said, you know, down there on Merritt Island, the mosquitoes were so bad, this is no joke. You could take your hand and put it against a screen in a window, count to five, move your hand, and there would be a perfect imprint of your hand made by mosquitoes on the outside of the screen. That's how bad they were. But, you know, when you drink this sulfur water, the reality is they don't bother you hardly at all. You know, so
yeah,
that was interesting.
Yes, it was. Well, I don't want to hold you up too much today. I was just, you know, calling in to remind people of our sale that's on for the whole month of February, because February is Heart Month here in Canada. And, you know, I really appreciate your allowing me to do that. So I know you had a lot of callers in at the end of the last hour.
Well,
so
that was
I'm sure you've got a lot of callers to go.
Well, actually, no, we don't have anybody right now, but that's okay, buddy. If you need to get going, it's all right. We sure do enjoy having you on. Or you're welcome to hold on if you want to talk. I mean, we're going to be talking a little bit about this coronavirus. I don't feel like we have any choice because it's the lead news story globally. We weren't going to concentrate on where and why, but we were going to concentrate on protective measures against it is where we were going to go. So
yeah, I can't say as I blame you. That's a really good topic right now. There's people sitting on cruise ships that they want to get off. It's just a floating petri dish with the virus going through it. It's really bad. I feel sorry for those people on the ship. And then, you know, one of the couples there, Canadian couples, her husband got sick with the virus, and they took him to the hospital and left her there. So, you know, they're separating people, you know, in a foreign country on a foreign ship. That is not a very nice thing to happen. You know, you want to be with your loved one all the way. And I just feel so sad for them, but, you know, there's nothing we can do to reach out and help.
No, there's not. The only thing we can do, Don, is take care of, you know, ourselves, our families, our loved ones. And to me, one of the biggest ways of doing that is dispelling the rumors and talk facts and, actual protection measures, you know. That's the only thing I think we can do to help that. You know, sending money doesn't help. I find it funny, you know, what can we do to help? Send money to the Red Cross. Well, that money you send to the Red Cross doesn't ever make it to the people. Trust me. So
yes, it's a crying shame that there's CEOs at the top that have to be paid, and there's other people that have to be paid, and a lot of that money goes to the wrong places first. But you know, there are some groups that are really sincere and they really help. But at this point, there's really not much you can do. It's like I say, even if you tried to take the Extendivite, where the garlic would naturally boost your immune system, you're still looking at 2 or 3 months before it really starts to take effect. My mother, she used to chop garlic up and put it on toast every night. She'd eat a couple of cloves before she went to bed. She still had a stroke because, you know, the garlic by itself doesn't really work. You have to, you know, smash it up and get the allicin out of it, because it's the allicin that has the benefit, and it only comes from crushing the garlic and processing it properly, which is what our manufacturers do for our liquid and capsules. And I was really impressed in the beginning when the capsules, when we first made it, that it actually worked. And because there's so many people who don't like the taste of the garlic, you know, even, you know, if somebody said to me, take this and it'll help you, you know, I would take it. It's like sauerkraut, you know, for acid reflux and upset stomach, just cabbage and salt, no wine or vinegar. The first time somebody told me that, I thought, you know, what the heck, and I ate it. It wasn't the most pleasant tasting thing, but, you know, now it doesn't bother me at all. You know what it's going to do, and so you just chew it up, and you know that the fermented food works, you know, really, really well. So it's sometimes what you don't like, you know, helps you to get over an illness. And, you know, I'm willing to try anything nowadays. It doesn't matter what it tastes like.
Oh, I agree. Well, you know me, I like the weird stuff. You know, I like the taste of the Extendivite liquid. And I like the taste.
Gentlemen, if you both will hold on just for a few minutes, we have a short break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. This morning, this half hour, we're talking with Don Wiskin with Extendivite. And Don, you might want to remind our listeners what all is in Extendivite.
Sure, Lori. There's garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And they're all designed to do a job. And, you know, somebody would say, why do you have valerian in there? Well, valerian helps to calm you while the other herbs go to work. There seems to be a lot of people who wind up with anxiety, with a heart problem, and that helps to calm you down. Milk thistle helps to rejuvenate the liver. And the other herbs are all busy cleaning out your arteries and strengthening your immune system, helping you breathe better, and, you know, just overall trying to make you healthy.
Okay. I also want to remind our listeners that you can get Extendivite in the capsules or in liquid form. So if you can't take capsules, they do have the liquid form for you. And Tim likes the liquid form a lot better than I do. So, and that's just, how much is it in the dropper?
Well, 15 drops three times a day, and we have a marker on our eyedropper now. We've had one for a couple of years, and it's 0.5 milliliters, so it's pre-measured. We have a couple of people that have a hard time seeing, and you know it's pre-measured, so they just bam, pull it out, give it a squeeze, pull it out, and it's the exact amount that you need. Squirt it under your tongue, hold it there for a minute. The liquid was the only thing we had for a lot of years. That's all I took in the beginning. The capsules of 2003, we came up with the capsules. And we've had those since then because there was a lot of people that couldn't handle the liquid. But the liquid doesn't have to be taken with food. You just put it under your tongue. It's sublingual. Within a minute, it's already gone into your bloodstream and gone circulated quite a few times. The capsules, you do need to take a little bit of food with them because the, you know, the even though the, you know, the it's a small amount of each one of the herbs. I even notice a bit of a repeat once in a while, but John Statmiller says he can take it with coffee, with no food, but that's not me.
Okay. Then John and I have something in common. No, it's a great product, ladies and gentlemen. So if you haven't tried it, it's definitely worth the money, in my opinion. But it's Extendivite. It's 100% natural, so shouldn't have any problems with allergic reactions unless you have a problem with one of the ingredients that might be in it. I'm just one of
those
people who aren't allergic to anything.
There's been no problems with allergic reactions. There's been no problems with interactions with drugs. We're at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And also on Amazon, you can type in Extendivite, which is Extendovite. And vite is Latin for life. So extend your life with Extendovite. That's our little jingle.
Yes, yes.
And it seems to be working very, very well for all those people that are out there. I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years now, and I'm still in business, so that must say something for the product.
Yeah, it does. You know, Don, I don't know what more we can say to get people to try your product. It is... You know, it made an absolute, you remember, I don't remember how many years ago, but when I first started taking it, it made a dramatic difference in my life. I mean, it, very dramatic, you know, I was able
well,
to
Well, at that time, you couldn't even, you couldn't even walk nope. from the house to the mailbox. Yeah.
That's
and you
right.
started taking it and things got better. But then shortly after that, you wound up having, you had a diabetic crash and you wound up breaking your leg and all kinds of strange things happened to you, and I was so sorry for you, but you know it was nasty.
Yeah,
you were
well,
doing very very well there in the, for the longest time.
Yeah, life goes on, buddy. You know, I don't like it, it's frustrating, but I'm still hanging in there, hopping around on one leg, so we'll see what
yeah.
happens.
Well, yeah, it does. And, you know, I've been dealing with type 2 diabetes since 2009. And, you know, it's run in our family. My sister has it. My grandmother had it. My mom was borderline. It's just something that seemed to have run in our family. I don't know why. But I really had no problems with it. And, you know, I contribute that to the Extendivite, keeping the blood flow and the circulation going. And we've had people, you know, tell us that with their diabetes, where they were having all kinds of foot pain or hand pain, that's all gone. And, you know, it's really helped them to survive with their ailments. So, you know, I'm pleased that it's helped a lot of people with diabetes along the way, too.
Absolutely, Don. Well, thank you, buddy. We've got our bottom of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Mike in Kentucky, followed by Tom in Utah. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, buddy.
Morning. Yeah.
You okay?
On the mute. No, I'm not. I haven't been this sick in decades. This is going to be good.
Take the rest of the day off. Don't worry about being on here. If you're sick,
I got
buddy,
a couple
go
things.
To bed.
that's where I've been for over 24 hours. Yeah. Let's see. I'm not sure. You probably didn't cover any of the COVID-19.
Here's what happened, Rick. Lori and I both overslept this morning. The first hour was a pre-recording. I had one of those nights where I was, waking up every 5 minutes because of pain. But first, we do have callers waiting, which I know you don't know. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky real quick, and then we got another caller waiting after that. Mike's been holding for quite a while. Good morning, Mike.
I called in earlier, and then the guest called in, so I called back. But anyway, I had a guy tell me, he's fairly credible, that he had read that this virus, and I heard you say earlier that you're burning up the translator on Google trying to read Chinese stuff about right. that. And I really did was hoping to talk to Don about this article I stumbled across from, I can't remember now, Harvard, I think, was trashing on, and you know Harvard's a big institution, so it was some yeah. professor at Harvard that was trashing on herbal remedies and supplements and stuff, I think about 2012, you know, there's an article called the, I'm trying to remember exactly the title so we could find it. I've got it posted on my Newslines page, but on Facebook, which I have to hold my nose and provide content for Facebook, knowing, you know, all that they're doing in their social engineering platform, they call it, because it'd be fraud right. to call it social media. But anyway, I think it's called something like a ranking or a ratings page on herbal supplements, and it's mainly geared toward men. But the only thing that they really do say about anything favorable is vitamin D. And they trash ginkgo biloba, which I know is in his formula. They say yeah. ginkgo biloba just doesn't do anything. And it's been studied to show that it does stuff. I mean, you can read studies about it. But this guy that I was talking to last weekend says that this novel coronavirus was stolen out of Canada from a bioweapons lab by a Chinese worker, and that's where it came from. And
actually, it was
that it targeted
three Chinese scientists, not just one. It was three of them. And then the guy that was the head of the institution was found dead in Africa due to unknown causes last week or this past week.
So it came out of Canadian weapons research.
Yeah. Right. Well, they think it was a collaboration between the Chinese and the French Canadians. I don't know that, though. That's what I heard.
All right. Well, the other situation about it is that it's apparently most effective, or maybe even targeting the 50 and over crowd, which right. is pretty right. ominous. Right. If it's designed to get rid of the living memory, then that's how you would implement your New World Order, but getting rid of mm-hmm. the living memory. Now, the cover-up in China right now that I'm reading about, and I had a guy that's, ex-military tell me he has a very reliable source for this, and that there was somebody that got out of China, and they haven't got anything on the web just yet, but they claim to have proof that this is related to the 5G rollout, and that the coronavirus is one of the things that they're using to cover up a bunch of dead cats, animals, and birds, where they've rolled out China's 5G. It is messing with the animals, where they have, you know, these special cells that give them their magnetic field orientation. And so there's a story now that's a cover-up that they're throwing cats and dogs and pets out of windows because of a rumor that the animals can infect humans, which is apparently a farce. They're also throwing out this rumor because they found a coronavirus in this weird-looking, sloth-like armadillo creature that is, you know, Chinese will eat everything. They eat anything.
Yeah.
And this endangered animal... This endangered animal, they found a very similar, almost identical coronavirus in this animal that the Chinese mm-hmm. illegally trade in. So, I mean, there's all kinds of disinformation out there that it's right. hard to weed
there
through.
Is.
And I just, you know. You guys, now, are you going
to
post anything on your Facebook group?
Look, there's a, in the podcast we did last night, there's a very interesting article. Linked in the description. Folks, if you want to, I can't remember it off the top of my head what the name of the article is, but it is linked in last night's YouTube video. If you want to find it, just search the Rural Survival Show. And it's in the description okay. of the video that really nails down what's rumor and what's fact, with dozens of references to scientific papers it's probably a 1,000-word article, but if you look at all the references and all, you're going to spend 2 or 3 hours looking at it. It shines an incredibly different light on what's being reported on the web and in the mainstream media as compared to what apparently the reality is of this thing.
Last thing I heard from this guy was that heat will kill this thing. So like a sauna, or we run a wood stove. We like to run our wood stove sometimes up to 85 degrees or between 85 and 90. And we haven't been sick in the last several winters that we do that. You know, we've tended to, of course, we also take a lot of vitamin D and other supplements, which I've been really looking at getting the heart drop for my own purposes. But
I do have one piece of information, Mike, that you might find interesting. The Cliff High, you know who he is. He's been doing a critical thinking series lately, and sometime earlier this week, like Monday or Tuesday, he put out a video on YouTube called "Critical Thinking 71 Days." He apparently the guy has cancer, which I didn't know, but he's been working with a Chinese herbalist who is in the Wuhan area. This guy has two patients who have cancer. They're locked into the building. Everybody else in the building has it. These two people do not have it, and they're eating something. They're taking something called chaga mushrooms. It's a mushroom that grows on birch trees in a birch forest, which is interesting because in World War II and World War I, they found that surgeries were much more successful if you set up the surgical theater under birch trees. So you might want to look that one up. That it's kind of lengthy, but I'm also thinking he's probably cornered the chaga mushroom market. But you might, if this is going to get loose around here, you're not going to be able to find any more of those. So you might want to look at that.
Well, that sounds cool. Any of that, you feel free to get that posted in the next day or so in your Facebook page if you can.
We can do that.
Great place for that to look. I'll let the next caller get on. Thanks.
All right. Real quick, Mike, I found that article. It is at HarvardToTheBigHouse.com, logistical and technical exploration into the origins of the Wuhan strain of coronavirus. Update 214, a probable smoking preprint has been released, funded by the Natural Science Foundation of China. In summary, somebody was entangled with the evolution of 2019 nCoV coronavirus, in addition to the origins of natural recombination and intermediate hosts. The killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan. And now they've got the documentation to back this up. So you folks might want to take a look at that.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you for your call, Mike.
Thanks.
Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Tom, real quick, because we've got to let Rick get in here since he couldn't get on board in time. What you got, Tom?
Well, curiously, my fingerprints are in the pages of a book compiled by T. Colin Campbell, Cornell University. By the way, he's not a very popular scientist at Cornell because he goes contrary to the mainstream crap.
Right.
But anyway, if people want to at least learn a little bit of fact rather than fiction or imagination or invention or conjuring, get a copy of the China study. I spent several weeks up in Cornell helping T. Colvin clean up and edit that thing, and there's a few things he wasn't aware of until I came in, because I used to do pathology of Petaluma, California, on the marine animals. What we saw in the marine animals, we would know would be hitting the human population after it was transferred by the migrating birds, migrating animals, and then infecting the livestock. I don't know if you heard me the other day on Chris Hinckley's story program. He was not very happy with me because I was telling him the truth. And the truth is hard for people to accept, especially because a lot of their profit is made on the ignorance of the population. You know that. But I often wonder why people don't pay attention to Paul the Apostle or to Isaiah or these great men of the past and take their advice. Paul says, touch not, taste not, handle not, lest in the using we all perish. And remember in the, let's see, Numbers 11, the people wanted flesh for their table, and Moses was almost ready to give up. He said, God, if you love me, kill me outright. But I have he's being badgered by these people.
Tom, I hate to interrupt you, buddy. You're right, but we're so pressed for time. Give the name of that book you were talking about one more time, and then I got to let you go so Rick can get his information in, buddy.
The China Study by T. Colin Campbell. And by the way,
China Study by T. Colin Campbell. Got it. All right. Thank you for your call, buddy. Call back again next week when we have more time. Really appreciate it. Okay, Rick, go ahead with what you had, buddy.
Well, I'm going to have to hit this pretty quick, but, you know, you guys will have to do a little of your own research. But if you'll go to the Ice Age Farmer, it's very interesting. He's got one out, I think, yesterday or today. Says a billionaire predicts 2020 food shortage. Back in 2015, of course, Bill Gates, our brand new vertical farmer who wants us to eat bugs and whatever, back in 2015 at the World Economic Forum, imagine this scenario where in 2020 we had a global pandemic and we would need, I'm going to really cut this short because you guys can look this up. It's going to be a global problem. Therefore, we need a global solution. Therefore, the UN has got to get their ass over here right now because they're also saying, you know, the military is jumping in here and saying they're going to help with, they didn't say crowd control, what did they say, quarantine. They're going to help. So you're going to get the same type of thing around here. They're threatening. So we have also this organization called the Food Chain Reaction. Get it? Food Chain Reaction. It's, you know, right. One of those lefty play on words. This is owned by the George Soros and his Open Society. What a ass con. And it's run by John Podesta, who, in my opinion, is even more insidious than George. But you know, they're apparently Bill Gates is getting a little impatient. He's trying to speed this all up, and you know, he was said, I think back around 2014 or 2013, that if we're successful with our vaccinations, it'll greatly reduce world population. Well, apparently that's his idea. So he's got this new thing called Ag One, and he's trying to get the farmers on board with ag tech. But what this will actually wind up doing is not helping any farmers, but actually replacing them. You will he will be farming, and he will be doing it vertically in places like Whole Foods and Safeway and all of that sort of thing. Now, Bill Gates just bought, I don't know how much farmland, I'm sure it would be easy to find in Washington State, but it was $171 million. And Bezos and Eric Schmidt, of course, Bezos, you know, owns Whole Foods and I guess Safeway, I guess, or one or the other. But that's where they're rolling out this. They will be the sole supplier. They will grow it and sell it to you right in the same place. And, you know, after they get rid of all the farmers and they get rid of all the meat and all that kind of thing, you'll just have to go and, you know, pick stuff off their vertical rack at the store, and I guess you're going to pay whatever they say you're going to pay. I'm going to guess.
Right.
But it's a global solution for a global problem. You know, got to have that.
Oh, yeah. You know, those with the money, after they have all the money they need, Rick, then the only thing they want is power. You know, when you got more money than you'll ever need or want, you know, the next thing is power. So that's the way these deals go every time throughout history.
The video explains the supply chain breakdown over there and the starvation of their animals, the food source animals. And of course, they're not offloading things like pigs and oil and everything. So, you know, I have no idea how this is going to go, but it just does not look good in any way, shape, or form. I would be amazed if they don't get rid of half the population.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, they are overcrowded.
I really do. I watched a video last night after I got the podcast put together I was waiting for it to render. There was this poor farmer, I'd say he's probably 70, 80 years old in China, and he could not get feed for his duck flock. And he probably had, I'd say, 10 to 12,000 ducks. And he just opened the gates and let them out. You know, I don't remember exactly what he was telling the ducks, go free, I'm not going to starve you to death, something like that. But, and I'm not going to let them kill you, you know, because of this new bird flu. They are not the bird flu, resurgence of an old bird flu in China. Apparently he really loved his ducks, and he let them out on a river. And, thousands of all these white Pekin ducks. So, you know,
well, that's,
things
that,
are
that should be an interesting sight. Well, you know, they did the same thing 20 years ago here in Missouri with the pigs. It was just they couldn't afford to even keep them, so they just opened the gates, and you know what happened after that. Pigs are pretty good at surviving, so we got pork running everywhere around here. The tech sector, the market tech sector is heavily invested in China, and I'm talking about our stock market, of course. A lot of the tech comes from there, and their smartphone sales are off 50% for the first quarter. So, and that's only just getting started, because of course you're going to have a hard time getting to the store to get one. And if you do, it'll probably kill you anyway. So, you know, these people are having to stick with what they got.
Right. Well, what Lori and I plan, or at least I don't know about Lori. I said that wrong. What I plan on doing is covering this subject in detail tonight, Rick, on our nightly podcast. I hope Lori will join me. I don't know if she'll be able to or not. But, it's not live. I don't have the capability with my bandwidth to go live. I got to make the video, record it, render it, upload it. But anyway, I'm going to try my best to cover this in detail tonight. Not just about protective measures for the virus, but the knock-on effects of the virus, limitation of movement, the shutdown in transportation system, the absolute complete failure in China right now of the next day supply system chain breakup, I guess you'd call it. It's just not happening anymore. It is on certain products, not on others. And I'm also going to try to provide some proof of what I've been saying about how bad the government controls on the quarantine is on this. I have seen videos, which I'm going to try to figure out how to post on YouTube along with my video, of just the draconian measures with them welding up buildings, gates, like apartment buildings, welding the doors shut so nobody can get out,
That's a beta test. They're basically showing it to you so that you you understand when it starts here that these measures are necessary. It's just what governments do to save you. You know, they weld you up inside your domicile so you can starve to death.
Exactly. Yeah, if you don't want to save you, we'll kill you is their motto. They're trying to grab these people to put them in quarantine centers, and anybody who resists, at least in certain areas of China. I'm not saying this is China-wide. I've only seen a couple of videos of this. And basically, if you run from them, they're shooting you. If you resist them, they're shooting you. It's that simple. You know, also, they can save your life. You don't comply, we'll kill you, so, you know, because we want to save your life. Figure that one out. But the thing is, the population in China is not armed. They are not armed at all. They can't fight back. I've got a feeling they try that here, it's going to be an absolute bloodbath. I know for a fact it will be in rural areas.
Possibly. That's probably, you know, that's the reason why you don't want to let them get your guns, because this is exactly what will happen right after that. You know the saying, if you let the devil, if you give the devil a ride, soon he will want to drive. You let them take away the guns, the very next thing they're going to do is they're going to start taking away any freedom that you might have used the gun to try to hang on to. We should probably next week talk about food storage, because if this gets loose here, if this kind of thing starts getting loose around here, first of all, I don't think they're going to want to tell you. And secondly, you know, food may become a real problem to lay your hands on. So, maybe we'd better go with that.
We've only got 2 minutes left. I want to let Lori jump in here. She hadn't been able to say much this hour.
Ahead.
Lori, comment, please.
I just want to reinforce what we keep saying on our show. You know, you need to have your food, start your own garden and everything. I did post on our website on Facebook another place for the Ultimate Seed Planting Guide. It's Planting, Starting, and Mistakes to Avoid, and it's from Melissa Norris. If you put in your information and your zip code in there, she'll actually send you a chart that you can print out saying what food for your area is what you should be starting to plant now, and what you can plant it, start inside and what you put outside. It's free, so, you know, like I said, they email it to you. So it's something, if you can't afford to buy a guide or can't find one, I found one for you that's free for you to download. So you can go there and get it. But I can't stress how important it is, especially now, to at least get food growing for you and your family. This tells you how much food you need for one person, the whole nine yards. Other than that, that's really it, you know. Just can't stress how important it is.
Well, it is. And also, one other thing I'd like to throw in there, Lori. Whatever you have as far as food storage, your tools, whatever, don't forget you've got to have a way to protect them. And you've got to train yourself or get professional training on the tactics used to protect what you've got. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be a mess, folks. Okay, tune in for the podcast tonight on YouTube. It'll probably be posted around midnight. It'll probably be completely done. Search the Rural Survival Show on YouTube. You'll find the podcast from this week on there. We'll be back same time, same channel next week, and we hope everybody has a great weekend and a safe weekend. May God bless America. May God bless the President of the United States. And most importantly, may God bless you and yours. Bye-bye, folks.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.